Blog Talk Radio.
Jom Supa Arif, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. And if you're a new caller, you're wondering what the Real Talk for Real People show is about. It's about the study of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and his heritage, his people. It's giving you an accurate, intelligent, bird's eye view study, critical analysis, and our assessment, while trying not to leave no stone or leaf unturned. And encourage you to burn the midnight oil. It's true. We just finished up yesterday with Jonah and about to start a new study of Luke. And you may be wondering who the we are making reference to. Sister Abby of New York City. Brother Cartier of New York City. They love the Most High with all their hearts, minds, and strength, and they love you as they love themselves. Please listen to them. They're not getting paid for this. They're doing it for labor of love. Praise God and bless His holy name. So let me bring them on for you. So stab y'all. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family, and all praises and glory to Yah, and it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back, sister. Now, Katriel from New York City, Katriel, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. May the Most High bless you as well. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How y'all doing?
Doing okay, brother.
All right.
All praise to the Most High.
Praise God. Good
to hear your voices. Praise God.
Good to hear yours, brother.
Yeah, these weeks are going by pretty fast. Almost Friday again.
Yeah, they are, Cartrell. Yeah. Y'all ready to get started?
Ready if you are.
Praise y'all. Turn to the first chapter of Micah.
Who is like unto God. Micah.
Exactly. And it doesn't give too much detailed information on Micah. Other than there are similarities in his writings to Isaiah, book of Isaiah, prophet Isaiah. Reason I suspect that to be the case, because they're listening to the same entity. And surely there should be similarities in the message. Praise God.
Okay.
It doesn't tell you much about Micah, but it tells you where he lives. He lives in Moresha.
Right.
He lives in the time of the kings of Israel and Judah. One of the kings we know very well, King Ahaz and King Hezekiah of Judah.
Uh-huh.
So we know that his prophecy came before the book of Daniel, which means his book should be before the book of Daniel.
Exactly. And it says, thank you, Cartrell. The word of the Elohim came to Michal of Mauritius, the days of Jotham, King Ahaz, and King Hezekiah, kings of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem.
So Samaria is the capital of the 10 tribes, Israel, and Jerusalem is the capital of Judah.
Exactly. Thank you, Cadriel. Hear all you people. Listen, O earth, and all that is in it. Yet Yah the Elohim be a witness against you. The Elohim from his holy temple. For behold, the Elohim is coming out of his place. He will come down and tread on the high places of the earth. The mountains will melt under him. The valleys will split like wax before the fire, like waters poured down in steep place. All this is for the transgressions of the Jacob, the nation, the complete nation, and all for the sins of the house of Israel, the 10 tribes. What is the transgression of Jacob? It is not Samaria and what was going on there, the capital. And what are the high places of Yehuda? What's going on there? Are they not Jerusalem? A domino effect from Jerusalem, just as in Samaria. Therefore, I will make Samaria a heap of ruin in the field, place for planting a vineyard. I will pour down her stones into the valley. I will uncover her foundations, all her carved images, her idolatry, shall be beaten to pieces. And all her paid as a harlot shall be burned with the fire. All her idols I will lay desolate, for she gathered it from the pay of a harlot. And they shall return to the pay of a harlot. Mourning for Israel and Yehuda, the 10 tribes and the 3 tribes. Therefore, I will wail and howl. I will go stripped and naked. I will make a wailing like the jackals and mourning like the ostriches. Her wounds are incurable. But it's come to Yehuda. It has come to the gate of my people, to Jerusalem, their idolatry, iniquity, and abomination. Tell it not in Gath. Weep not at all. In Beth Aphrah, roll yourself in the dust. Pass by in naked shame, you inhabitants of Shephir, the inhabitants of Zanan. Does not go out. But Ezeel mourns. His place to stand is taken away from you. For the inhabitants of Maros pine for good. For disaster came down from the Elohim to the gate of Jerusalem. These were places mentioned in Yehuda. And Samaria, you won't get any comfort from it. To the gate of Jerusalem, or inhabitants of Lachish, harness the chariots to the swift steeds. She was the beginning of sin to the daughter of Zion, mentioning our daughters again. For the transgressor of Israel was found in you, the 10 tribes also. Therefore, you shall give presents to Maris, God, locations, and Yehuda, the houses of Aship, located cities in Jerusalem, shall be a lie to the kings. They shall be dishonest and lead them astray. Kings of Israel, I will yet bring an heir to you, O inhabitants of Meresh. The glory of Israel shall come to Adublam. Make yourself bald, humble yourself. Cut off your hair because of your precious children. Enlarge your baldness like an eagle. For they shall go from you into captivity, your children. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cartrell, as you can tell, my back is killing me. And so pray for me. And I'm going to pass the mic off to you, brother. May the Most High bless you and sustain you. Gabriel, are you there?
Yes, I have my phone on mute. Sorry.
Oh, thank you, brother.
But my prayers go out for you, brother. I hope that back heals up real quick, real fast in a hurry.
Yeah.
I got a little problem with my back.
Yeah, you know the feeling.
But I try to stretch it out every morning.
Yeah, ain't no fun when a rabbit got the gun.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll send my prayers out for you, too.
Yeah, you know, that's meant to you, too, Sister Abby. I don't think you're going to get away.
No. I'm sending my prayers out for you.
Thank you, Sister. I appreciate it from both you and Katrina.
So, in a dissertation that you presented tonight, by way of the prophet, we see the difference between the people of Nineveh and the children of Israel, right?
Right.
Because the children of Nineveh, they heard the word of the Most High, and they acted on it immediately. Here we got a prophet like Jonah in the form of Micah And do you think our people listen to him? Oh, no, because
no.
We definitely went into captivity. Why? Because we weren't like the people of Nineveh who heard the word of the Most High, and they made a change. Our people are hard-headed, stiff-necked, and everything in this chapter happened to our people, unfortunately. So Yah's judgment came down only because we didn't listen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good, chapter to get into, especially after the story of Jonah and what happened to him. People should pay heed to what Yah is telling them to do, especially us. So you better stop being stiff-necked and hard-headed, because that judgment will come down, as it has, upon us. And we're still trying to recover. Most I said, our wounds are incurable. We haven't been cured yet of our wounds.
No.
We better stop paying attention to the word of the Most High and follow them to the letter. All praise to the Most High. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Aviar, any commentary?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, well, that be the case, let's move right along to the second segment of our studies, which is in the song Psalms. I believe it's 139, I think. Yes,
yep.
139. Okay. And if you want me to read, Cartrell, I can read it for you, the title.
All right.
It don't say who the writer is. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
Yeah, Psalm of King Dawud. Yah's perfect knowledge. Right. Yah's perfect knowledge of man. He has complete knowledge of you.
So Yah's perfect knowledge of man, like we read in the last chapter, the Most High sees everything we do. He said he's a witness, right, against us.
Right.
Well, he's a witness for us if we're doing the right thing. So Yah knows us better than we know ourselves. So we get into the mind and the heart of King David. All praise to Yah.
Praise Yah.
Yah, you have searched me and you know me. That's what I just said. Yah knows every single one of us. And he does search us out. He's searching your heart, where your heart is, and the things that you do. You know my sitting down and my rising up. Yep. Yah know everything you do. When you lie down, when you rise up, when you go out, when you come in. You perceive my thoughts from afar. Oh, you didn't think Yah knew what you was thinking, but he does. You search out my path and my lying down. Like I said, lying down, rising up, going in and coming out. And I acquaint you with all of my ways, both the good and the bad. For there's not a word on my tongue, but behold, Yah, you know it all together. You hem me in behind and before. You laid your hand on me. This knowledge is beyond me. It's lofty. I can't attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? You can't run from Yah, no matter where you go. You go into outer space. You could go deep into the sea. Doesn't matter. Yah know where you at. It's like Jonah trying to get away. He couldn't get away. Most I knew where he was. He was watching him the whole time. Where could I go from your spirit? There's nowhere to go. Or where could I flee from your presence, which Jonah tried to do unsuccessfully? If I ascended up into heaven, you are there. It's like I said, you try to go into heaven, guess what? Most I go meet you. If I make my bed in Sheol, we know where that's at. Even there, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn and settle in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there, your hand will lead me, and your right hand will hold me. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, the light around me will be night, even the darkness does not hide from you, but the night shines as day. The darkness is like light to you, for you form my innermost being, all 11 systems, 12 systems that human beings have. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Yah was at work. I'll give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Science is still trying to figure out the brain and the eyeball and the heart. Your works are wonderful. My soul knows that very well. My frame wasn't hidden from you. When I was made in secret, woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my body. In your book, they were all written. In the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was none of them, how precious to me are your thoughts, Elohim. How vast is their sum. If I would count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I wake up, I'm still with you. If only you, Yah, would kill the wicked. Please, kill the wicked. Get them away from me, you bloodthirsty men. For they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Yah, I don't hate those who hate you. Don't I hate those that hate you? Oh, we're not supposed to be a hate group, right? No, we hate those who hate Yah. And we hate those who don't follow Yah's codes. I am not grieved with those who rise up against you. I hate them with perfect hatred. Oh, this is a perfect hatred? Wow. They have become my enemies. Search me, Elohim, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me everlasting way. Are we on that path, the everlasting way? Yah knows for sure. He knows your heart. He knows your thoughts. He knows your rising, your ups and downs, the ins and outs. He knows where you are. He got that GPS on you. He track you anywhere you go. But we want to walk the everlasting way, don't we? And King David keep trying to remind us there's a way to everlasting, the everlasting life. Why does he keep mentioning it? So you can't be wicked and receive the everlasting way. I don't care what Christianity say. You can't put all your sins on one man and expect Yah to forgive you for your sins because you put it on one man. No, you have to clean yourself up. Yah going to try you and search you to find out what way you walk in, the wicked way or the everlasting way. So we give thanks for our King, King David, who laid it out and showed us the way we should be walking. All praise to the Holy One of Israel and our King, King David. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah, Cottrell.
Praise Yah.
That was beautifully shared, Cottrell. That Yah knows everything about you, your body, even know my back pain. So that being said, that's why I go to the Yah in prayer, get relief, and I ask brothers and sisters in this case. But I had to come on because there's not too many people standing in the gap. A lot of people talking a lot of wickedness and nonsense. Then I talk about what the LOM says. And yes, we hate them. We hate wicked folks. It's just that simple. If you're getting along with them, and you going along with them, you might not be on y'all's team. But if you hate what they're doing, you may well be moving in the right direction. You can't go along and get along with wicked people. It's just that simple. King Dollar displayed this. And if you're going along, you're part of the crew. You know they're doing all kind of depravity. And you going along with it, it's okay. It doesn't bother you once, any shape, form, or you got a problem. You need to get uncodified because I couldn't stop. I sit here throughout the course of the day and just before the show. Y'all said, you got to go on. Not because you're special, but the message is special. The message of the Elohim needs to get out of here. No, you ain't got to love everything and everyone, but you certainly must be on the right page with the Most High. You can't be saying you're loving the Most High and loving everything else counter contrary to what the Most High says. It's virtually impossible. It should cause for concern. What is going on? The balance on our hand, the inequity, the idolatry. Everything counter contrary to the Elohim, it should give you pause for concern. But if it doesn't, perhaps you may have a problem. It's true. Cottrell, Sister Avia, any closing remarks and comments? And shalom, the good night to the people, the fellow students.
Well, I'm good. You broke it down. Brother Cottrell broke it down. And it is a beautiful song, but all of them are. And I always say, Yah never changes. but he is trying to give us a chance to change and return back to him. And I suggest you do, and you'll have a better life and like you said, everlasting. So mm-hmm. seek Yah, praise Yah, and obey him always. Shalom and good night, family. And like I said, I'll be praying for you, brother.
Thank you, sister. Thank you, sister. I appreciate that very much.
And again, I ask that the Most High send forth his guardian angel, Raphael, the healer, to heal your back, make you strong again, that you feel no pain, that you could perform your service as a servant of the Most High, bringing forth these beautiful words that we should all know and even master. You can see why I love the psalm and I study King David, because he got a message that we should all have. And unfortunately, we tend to overlook these prayers that he made. But there's a powerful message in it. My prayer is that these prayers sink into our hearts so that we do walk the everlasting way that the Most High has laid out for us. So we love you. That's why we bring you these words of the Most High and our kings, so that we can be on his path together. We don't want to reject Yah or his words like our ancient fathers did, so that we're on his enemy list. We don't want to be enemies to the Most High. So we pray that Yah shows us loving kindness and tender mercy as we attempt to get back in line with him. We love you, family. Shalom and good night.
What is that rap song, country? I was thinking about it. What them young ladies were singing. I be watching you, every move you make, every step you take. I be watching you. Yah is watching you. Yam Suk got to get back. Yam Suk, and I'm just laying up against the raincoat. I'm going to get up on A count. Thanks to the Most High. Most High is my
and that's a stalker song.
Oh, well, for real?
A stalker,
yeah. Yeah, I ain't trying to play on you. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to play on you. Stalk me if you want to. Stalk me if you want to. I ain't mad. Praise Yah, Katria. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Fellow students, you have to take Yah's word for what it is. And this song, we found out, Yah is watching you. It doesn't matter because it doesn't mean anything if Yam Suk is watching you. But it does matter if the Elohim is watching you. So when you make your commitments to the Elohim, you make your commitment to the nation. You make your commitment to one another. Don't just say it because you feel like saying it. Then because you're going to follow through on it, especially your vows to the Elohim. Because as far as Yam Suk is concerned, in your vows and your commitments to the Elohim and one another, it doesn't matter because it doesn't mean anything. But it should matter to you that the Elohim is watching you. And this Psalms, this beautiful Psalm, Katria shared with Psalms 139, Yah's perfect knowledge of man. He knew you when He sewn you together to put you in your mother's womb. He knew you from the dust you were dug from. And he still knows everything about you. Don't think you can hide. And don't think you can get away. Yeah, you can hide momentarily. Jonah tried to do that, didn't he? Jonah hid. I don't think it was 2 or 3 days before Yah caught him with it. So don't become fish bait and think you're going to get away from the other. Don't become fish bait. And do what the Elohim calls for you to do. As I said, not for Yam Suk Ari, because it doesn't matter, because it doesn't mean anything what Yam Suk says. But what matters and should be urgent on your minds and all of our minds, it matters that the Most High is watching us. The Most High is watching us. So
yeah, thank goodness he is.
You better believe it. Thank goodness.
Oh, one more thing before I forget. Y'all
What's
know
this?
If I'm not on tomorrow, you know what happened.
Okay.
I know y'all's watching me, so he know what's going on. So I'll just informing y'all that I might be or I might not be. I'm not sure yet.
Right. Okay. That being said, make sure you know y'all's watching you.
I know that.
All right. And we watching you, too. much as we can. And you should be watching as much as you can.
Indeed.
All right. What's that, Sister Avia?
Nothing. I was just agreeing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I'm feeling a little hyped up right now. I'm going to go back over with Katria because y'all need to understand this. What Katria shared with us. I'm going to go back over. If Katria doesn't mind.
No, I'll go right ahead.
Thank you, brother. Psalms 139, Yah's perfect knowledge of man, written by King David.
Play it again, Sam.
I'm going to play it again. Play that song again. Oh, Yah, King David speaking. You have searched me and known me. You got eyes on me. You know my sitting down and my rising up, my coming and going. You understand
my thoughts.
Right. You understand my thoughts from afar. I mean, I don't care how far I am away from you, you still can mind read me. You comprehend my path and my lying down, my getting up and my lying down, my travels, and are acquainted with all my ways, not some of them, not part of them, not half of them, all of my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue. For behold, O Yah, you know it altogether. Every word that come out of my mouth. You hedged me behind and before. You laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. That's also what he says about the Elohim. It is high. I can't even attain. You're out in the present and out in the opponent. Where can I go from your spirit? I can't hide. Jonah found that out. Where can I flee from your presence? As I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, Sheol, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, in a submarine, you're there, even there your hand shall lead me. Your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, every night shall be light about me because of you, Yah, and this relationship we have, of me being codified and humble and following you. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you. If I'm in any kind of darkness, you'll see me. But the night shine as day through your vision in our regards. Darkness and light are both alike to you. You like a cat. Meow. Not seriously. But you can see just like a cat, Elohim. You form my inward parts. You cover me up in my mother's womb. I praise you. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made because of you. Marvelous are your works, Yah. And that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you. My soul knows this. When I was made in secret by my mama and a papa in a secret affair and skillfully walked in the lowest part of the earth, your eyes saw my substance, the essence of me being yet unformed. And in your book, they are all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there was none of them. Your words were fashioned for me when there was no word of yours yet to be written. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O Yah. How great is the sum total of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sands. When I awake, I speak to Yah. Oh, that you slay the wicked, oh Yah. See, Yah want to have, some of y'all out here want to be friends with wicked folk. King David didn't have that kind of relationship with wicked people. He said, oh that you would slay the wicked, oh Yah. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men. And they certainly are. But they speak against you wickedly, because everything they speak is kind of contrary to the Most High. Your enemies take your name in vain. It says, Yah, without any interest, shape, form, or fashion. Like, they just speaking in vain. Taking, and then they, sometimes they know you, and they still speaking it in vain. Do I not hate them, O Yah, who hate you? That should be a part of your nature. Do I not loathe those who rise up against you? Because everything that is contrary to the Most High that anyone does is rising up against the Most High. I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. That's how you should be. Anybody stands or do anything kind of contrary to the Elohim. You can't be their friends. Search me, O Yah, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. I got them. We all got them. And see if there's any wicked way in me. Examine me, Yah, because I can't talk about them folks and I'm with some wicked stuff myself. I want you to examine and make sure there is no wicked way in me. And then once you've done that, lead me in the way everlasting, the right path, so I can make the right decisions. Examine me. And once you found something flawed in me, show it to me so I can straighten it up. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. God, you have
some Yeah.
Any closing remarks?
No, I just listen how sweet it is, y'all, his words, King David's words, and it rings so true, because I even include that in my prayer every night, that if something is not, that's in my heart that don't belong in there, that's not pure, then I don't want it, please remove it, y'all.
Exactly.
So all I say is the same thing, so stay prayed up and keep seeking Yah. Get right. And shalom and good night.
Shalom and good night, sister. Scott Trail.
Yes, sir. All I got to say is that the song sounds just as good the second time around.
Doesn't it, though?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it, though? Well.
So we should all make them a part of who we are.
Exactly. Part of our innate nature. And I imagine this song, asking Yah to take me in closing, sounds just as good as the first time we heard it tonight. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Good night.
Praise Yah.
Take me. I've been there once and I'll go again, just as long as you're the one to take me in. Like a free bird circling in the wind, I'll fly to your cage so you can take me in. Oh, won't you take me in? I've seen our mothers cry within, from our fathers who refuse to call us in. But I sing